T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ah, yes, it's NFL draft week, and it is here. Our coverage starts on Thursday, Saints draft preview with Zach Streif and Deuce McAllister at 4 o'clock, and then it's Bobby and Christian that night. On Friday, we start again at 4. Desi Vegas will be at, down in Metairie. Can't wait for that. We go to midnight that day, and then we start at 9 a.m. bright and early on Saturday. Steve Cord and I will be there bright and early with you on Saturday. And I can't wait for that. It's a reunion long time coming. And we told you, Steve Cord joining us now on the phone lines, former Saints offensive lineman and co-host with me on Fans First Take and Game Day. And yeah, Steve, I'm looking forward to it, man. Does 2 years make a tradition? Is it, we going to call it a tradition now?
Sure, you can call it anything you want. Yeah, absolutely.
I know you're excited.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to be together Friday night and Saturday, so that's going to be a good deal.
Yeah, it is.
So I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens this year. That draft is obviously pretty defensive player oriented at this point, but and where we are, I'm not sure. You know, we're going to be involved in too much real early, but we're certainly going to be involved, I suspect, a lot late, just figuring the way we've always done business.
Indeed. It's weird, the Saints only having one pick in the first 4 rounds, Steve. It's almost the fan base this year is a little apathetic. I've been trying to tell fans, don't be apathetic. Look at the success of the second-round picks previously. We all know the Saints are ultra-aggressive under Sean Payton and Mickey Loomis, but have you seen the apathy yourself out there?
A little less excitement. I guess only from the standpoint of, you know, we don't have somebody that we're not in the typical fashion, the place where we're going to pick up some, you know, flashy pick that you've seen in the past, you know, couple of years in college football or something. But other than that, I think a lot of people do realize that most of our success has come with players that have been taken 2, 3, 4, you know, 5, 6, and 7. So, first-round draft choices are great, and we're still hoping that our one from last year comes to fruition. And I hope that he takes that big step this year, which is something that obviously happens. Most players make the biggest improvement between their rookie and their second year. So we'll hope that that Marcus does that this year.
All right, let's not bury the lead here. What are the needs right now as you see it, post-free agency and, you know, the Unger retirement? What are the needs, the biggest needs for this team?
Well, look, I can tell you that, look, we need some depth in the offensive line. I can tell you that right now. And look, the fact that Max decided to do what he needed to do, you know, here in the last, month or so was, you certainly can't hold it against him. It's time. But, look, that puts us in a spot that I have a little bit of confidence in Cameron Tom and what's going on there. But I don't have confidence in the other two guys that are there at all. I don't have any. And that to me, now that doesn't mean that, look, Roush is one of the best guys at getting guys ready to go. There's no question about that. He's a terrific coach, and I've watched him very carefully in the last couple of years, especially. And he'll get some guys ready. But at the same time, until you see battle tested guys in our system, I don't have the confidence yet, so I'm hoping that I'll see some.
Steve, I'm with you there, and I've done shows on how I think that this is the biggest issue right now for this team is the uncertainty at center. Can you help explain to our audience just how important it is to have somebody that not just Drew trusts, but everybody across that offensive line trusts?
Well, look, it has to. There, it's like anything. Look, the offense is guided by your quarterback, and then. The next guy involved, as far as is getting the information to how it's going to be disseminated, is the center. And so, not only has the guy got to be able to handle his business physically, he's got to make sure that he's he's able to convey, you know, the line changes and the blocking schemes that change, passing on the I lost my train of thought this year. Passing on you know, when Drew decides he's going to check down to another play, he's got to obviously change the blocking schemes and able to do that very quickly without, you know, a lot of reservation and actually being able to draw it up the correct way. So the communication part of it's critical, and that comes with a lot of not only confidence, but it comes with a lot of film study and then really sort of know what you're doing on a different level other than just go out there and say, hey, I got to block my nose tackle. You know, I got to block this, you know, this two shade, or I've got to block this, you know, help the guard with a three shade over here or something. You have to be able to be sort of multitask out there as far as a center. And again, it comes with, you know, it comes with experience and it comes with being able to pull it off. And that to me in and of itself is where it's going to be, you know, the proof's in the pudding there. So we're going to have to find out and see if we can get a guy down to do that.
Yeah, so talking to Steve Court here, former Saints offensive lineman and part of Fans First Take on Saints game days. He'll be part of our big-time draft coverage the next few days. If you have a liability at that spot, Steve, which I think we're in agreement, Cameron Tom or Easton both mm-hmm. are right now, how does that filter across that line? How does that affect those other guys if they see a liability right in the middle?
Well, they're not going to say anything, okay? At least to somebody like you and me.
Sure.
But what they're going to do is they're going to have some reservations, and they're going to realize they're not going to feel nearly as comfortable knowing, and which is going to make everybody try to do a little bit more than what they should do. Do you understand what I mean? In other words, mm-hmm. your guards and your tackles are now going to have to rely a little bit more on themselves from the standpoint of making sure they know exactly. What's you know, the center, the new center is trying to disseminate to them. And I think that is where the problem comes in. The communication has got to be first and foremost the thing that everybody's on the same page with. And the calls that are going to be made have to be 100%. They can't be, you know, half the time he's making the right calls, half the time he's not. So that confidence or lack of that spawns from that can create a problem. And so I think until they get that sort of piece kind of squared away and to where they feel comfortable about it. And then you're not going to have the confidence that you'd have in somebody like a, you know, Drew's not going to have the confidence that he would normally have in his offense.
Yeah. It's just, it's a problem that I think they have right now. Would you be okay with the Saints staying true to form, being ultra aggressive and trading, you know, multiple picks away to move up again in this draft?
Yeah, look, I mean, they do things for the reasons that we have sort of a window of opportunity to really make some great strides here with number nine, you know, being at the helm. And I think that we have to take advantage of that. And so, you know, it's win now. It's not like, say, hey, we got to look down the road here for 2 or 3 years from now. No, you don't do that. Not in this league. You can't do that anymore. And I think they realize that that our time to sort of make that happen is that window is getting smaller and smaller. So I think that I don't have any problem with them doing that, providing that, you know, obviously they trade those picks away. You know, that we get somebody in there that obviously they feel like it's going to really sort of pay off for them. Now, again, that's sort of what everybody tries to do, right? So, therein lies the problem, but I have confidence in Vicky and the rest of the guys there. I mean, they know what they've been doing, and typically, I'll just say it this way: they've hit on a lot more drafts than they've missed on. They've missed. Everybody's missed because it's not an exact science, but I think they've certainly have hit on a lot more than they've missed.
Yeah, I'm with you. Well, I know you're ready. I'm ready, and look, I'll see you bright and early on Saturday morning, 9 o'clock up on the North Shore Walk-Ons, man.
You'll see me there, and you'll also see me Friday evening from 4 to 6 at Desi Vega.
Oh, you're with me. I didn't realize you were with me that day.
With you.
Oh, there
I'm
you go. Okay.
You.
All right. Well, there you go. We double the fun, man. What's going on?
We're doubling the fun, yeah.
Well, now I'm even more excited. All right. I'll see you on Friday. I'll see you on Friday. All right. Steve Court at Saints60 on Twitter, former Saints offensive lineman, and I actually did not. I didn't know I was doing the show on Friday with him, but now I'm super jacked. I could do all the shows with Steve. It'd be great. We can take a break. When we come back, let's get into Scott Woodward a little bit. We're also going to open up the phone lines to you, LSU fans. 504-260-1870. Our text line is 870-870.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.